It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You buying that malarkey, by the way?
Which one?
The part about Kelly having to golf in a very important golf tournament, like the whole station thing. You think that's all bullshit?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
No, I don't, because I was supposed to be there.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to be out on the golf course when it's 90 degrees. I'm just not going to do it. You know why I'm not going to do it, Scotty?
Why?
Don't have to do it. Even my brother calls me like, hey, man, you want to play golf? It's going to be 95 degrees today, David. Yeah, I know. We got a spot. No. I'm all set. Why be miserable when I don't have to be miserable?
And it's hot as balls out there.
That's what I mean. Like, I like playing golf. I'd love to play golf with my brother and whatever. I love to play golf. Not 90. Sorry. There are certain things I'm just not going to do when it's this hot. You know? I got home yesterday. Valerie was doing yard work that didn't need to be done yesterday. When it was like pea soup out there.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
It was gross.
Yep.
And I did my front yard in the immediate back one. We call it Diego's yard, where he runs around, does all his duties and stuff. I did that.
Yeah.
I didn't do the way out back. And you know what? To be honest with you, the grass doesn't really look like it grew up that much anyway.
It hasn't, because it hasn't any rain.
Yeah, gets to over a certain temperature, grass doesn't grow anymore. So,
but it's funny how
they don't.
Grass doesn't grow, but there are still some plants. Like, I had one out there. Not that I'm a very tall guy, but the stems seem to go about to my knee. I had two of these crazy looking.
In shadier areas.
No, right in the front yard.
Some people's plants need less.
Okay, next time I'll just trim these.
I talked to my lawn guy a lot because I had a fungus, so my yard, it looked like it was burnt.
Orange? I had orange fungus.
And it was some.
Valerie scooped it up.
Something.
It was there the next day. Whatever fungus it is, it grew back. Overnight, it grew back.
My lawn caught a fungus, like some disease.
Oh, okay.
So it looked like the guy came over and he goes, did you mow your lawn? I go, I haven't mowed my lawn in 4 weeks. A strand of this fungus came in, wiped out my lawn, and made it look like it was burnt. It wasn't.
It was a mulchy area, and it had orange, like looked like orange paste on it. And it just grew back overnight. Anyway.
And speaking of lawns, I don't water mine. I go out and I mow the lawn. I don't find myself like I want a nice lawn, but I'm not spending money.
God,
on
you're
it.
So old. You're older
no,
than
no,
me.
No. But I mean, like I don't have. I don't have that. Nor is it a interest for me. I want my lawn to look nice. And when I say I want my lawn to look nice, as long as it's green, it works for me.
But is it green right now?
No. Even, but what I mean is,
if you're not watering,
I'm not going out. And when I first moved in, we had a problem with a lot of bugs because I had skunks out there. I did put something down to hopefully kill all the bugs and everything. But after that, I'm like, my lawn is what it is.
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
No, but what I'm saying is,
he gave me shit. For so long about a yard, everything I've done in my life, he's given me shit.
I'm not.
And now here he is going on and on about his lawn.
No, what I'm saying is,
we know
I don't
what you're saying. You keep give, saying you know I, what I'm saying
I don't
is. We
give
got it.
A shit about my yard. I spend no money on my lawn. That's what
it.
I'm saying to you. Is,
I get it.
Is that what most people do? Or do most people go out there and have to have irrigation? You got to, you know, plant seeds. I don't.
All right, look, this is the worst, most boring subject ever. I had to put in an irrigation system because I had to put in an irrigation system. I had to re-loam the yard because there wasn't enough to support grass. But I've been there 30 years, right?
Yeah.
So I had to. Didn't have a point. So now I just have an irrigation system that does it.
Okay.
But it's just funny that you are the badass who, you know, metal, and now you're worried about your lawn and you're making little tables for squirrels. Like you are,
I'm not going to argue with you on the squirrels.
You've grown.
But I don't put any real effort into except mowing the lawn.
Me either.
And weed whacking, because I think that looks.
Now, because you have a dog again, and you have a dog. Are you guys pick up as soon as they poop kind
of
people?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
100%. I just want
to,
I didn't.
Well, we don't, we have to take her out on a leash.
Oh, see, yeah.
And so we're getting a fence, put in a black chain link fence. I don't want the whole yard fenced in like with boards. I want to be able to see, you know, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so sooner or later, we'll be able to just let her out in the backyard and she won't be running anywhere. So, you know.
Yes, once immediately Diego's done his duty, bang, it gets picked up. I don't want any of that.
Well, see, Otis goes out on, like, he goes to the door, rough, I let him out. He doesn't want to be watched, I let him just poop. And then when he wants to come back in, rough,
that's what we'll
let him
do.
Back in. Yeah. So it's usually once a day I'll go out and have to pick up four in different...
Now, Daisy goes right to the door. She sits and she'll turn around and look at you. And that's your cue. Got to get her outside. So anyway. All right. Well, anyway, lawn talk. We're going to do a show on lawns. That's what we're going to do. What did I have I was going to bring up? Oh, if you listened during the show this morning, interesting subject that I'm really intrigued by. And we did something. I posted something about it on our Facebook page. And the question was, if you didn't hear early in the show, my question was, why do chefs in restaurants get to be such dicks? Right?
Passion.
Like, why? Passion doesn't mean you should be a dick. Well, yelling at someone, screaming at them. And I know that what you see on TV, you know, like the Gordon Ramsays, is an amped up version of that because it's TV. But we all know people in the restaurant industry who have had those very situations happen to them, where a chef is screaming at them at the top of their lungs, berating them and belittling them. And I'm thinking, like, that would never fly in most businesses nowadays. Why do chefs get away with it?
I don't know. I still believe that there are businesses out there that people yell and scream. But I think it's the demands that are put on them, probably the long hours, the working situation. Let's be honest, how often do you go into a kitchen? You're like, oh, it's nice and cold.
And you countered with an excellent point this morning. You said that's why nobody wants to work in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because of the shitty hours,
yeah,
the schedule. And if you work with someone who's screaming at you, why would you want to work there?
But I guess for some reason, it doesn't seem to be like sometimes a lot of people want to work certain places anymore.
Not like, look, and I'm not saying that majority of restaurants are like that, but I'm questioning why the places that are. And so I posted the question on the Buzz Facebook page, and there are people that are telling stories of people that are like, holy shit. Like, can you imagine someone screaming at you with sweat coming off their head? How is that going to make you better or make you be more productive? He's not a drill sergeant. I'm not in the military.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a high-pressure job in the sense, like Rokil, you were questioning, like, how to get the meat out at the same time as potatoes, so everything's hot. And in these nicer restaurants, their whole life and their career is relying on these sous chefs to help you and to get to that perfect meal to go out.
I understand.
And I'm not saying around here. I mean, obviously, around here, it's not... You're not in New York City. You're not in these places where you have to have the best high quality. But if you want your Michelin star, if you want...
But there are people that do that, that get that kind of thing. So, and I'm looking at some of the comments on the Facebook page. Kretchy had grabbed a cup of coffee and a muffin at this restaurant, and a manager was screaming at the staff about a small spill, like maybe three droplets of coffee, screaming at the top of his lungs how it takes just seconds to clean it. She just stood there in the extremely busy place, screaming at him. Like, I don't get you in front of customers.
Yeah.
What's up with that in restaurants? It would never work. And there are people with high pressure jobs. You're going to tell me an EMT doesn't have a high pressure job?
Yeah,
nobody's fucking yelling
at
him.
Exactly. Well,
you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Do the chefs for some reason just put so much pressure on themselves to be the best?
Kathy wrote, I studied the pastry program at Johnson & Wales years ago. Very esteemed, right? Chef school, Johnson & Wales. They yell at you and they let you know that you can do nothing right. I spent $20,000 on a degree I will not use because I was yelled at my job. The only thing that yells at me is my cat. On a positive note, I did walk by the Ritz in Philadelphia about 10 years ago and Gordon Ramsay walked in front of me. He was very nice. He's a really nice guy. That's a TV thing. But imagine that. You just get berated like you're a Marines stepping off the boat at Paris Island, stepping off the bus at Paris Island, getting yelled at. You expect it there. But over a souffle? I don't get it.
But I also believe that we live in a time that nobody really believes that they need to be spoken to or yelled at. So why would I want to get into
That's
a field?
My point.
Why do I want to get into a field? Why do I want to pay for college? I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to start out at the bottom, and I'm going to be just... beat on.
Nancy said, my husband went to culinary school and worked in a few higher-end restaurants. He said he's never saw this happen. He said people would stand up for themselves and yell back and quit. I feel the generation today would cry, walk out, and post their walkout on social media. I'm not a wuss. I can take being yelled at. I've been yelled at. I've yelled at people. I'm not a wuss, not a pansy. I can take it. But is it necessary? Am I going to get the best out of that person if I'm screaming at them, telling them you do nothing right, you're a loser?
No, you're not.
I'm not.
That person's most likely going to leave. Do you know why, Greg? Because they're getting, I'm just saying this number, they're getting $18.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Which, if you go back in our time when we started out, and they can go down the street and make that someplace else.
You're talking about, you're not making $18 an hour if you are you're working in one of these restaurants.
I'm just saying.
And I think, and somebody emailed me and they're like, if you can't take the heat and you don't stay in the kitchen or whatever that saying is, maybe they go through school like this because they need to know the pressure. They need to not crack when you got 40 orders to come in and all of a sudden you're out of duck and you're supposed to be serving. Like, I don't think you're thinking of the same kind of restaurants. And I watch a lot of these shows and these are pressure jobs. And I think that going through school, they got yelled at and stuff because they need to know that they can't break.
I understand.
I don't think we're building a generation anymore that likes to be pushed to the level of where they're breaking.
It is not the only job that has pressure with great consequences, is my point, right? But yet somehow we accept that behavior like it's okay because you're a good chef, you get to scream at people. And this is, I got to think it's a small minority. It's a small number. I don't think that it's everybody. I know people that are chefs in really nice restaurants who are really kind and helpful. And the chefs, and it's a great kitchen. I've been in it. I've seen it. It's great. Sarah wrote to a guy named Gary. You know, Gary, I never heard you yell. You're an amazing chef at the BOH. I don't know what that is. She goes, well, I'll miss you. And then he said, thanks, Sarah. I miss you too. See, I mean, I know that there are great chefs out there that don't have to scream. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we see on television. The Bear, right? The Bear and Gordon Ramsay and all that. They just treat people like shit. I'm amazed that in today's world that we celebrate these people who treat people like shit, you know? I just find it interesting. It's interesting because we all go to restaurants. We all love restaurants.
Oh, yeah, we do.
It's an amazingly, incredibly tough job. And when it's done well, there's nothing better. But it's crazy to... yelling at someone to the point where they're going to cry is... Wow. I can't fathom it.
But you have to realize this. And some of this has got to do with the generation that is coming up.
Yeah.
The ones that weren't spoken to. The ones that didn't get their homework corrected with red pen and got a trophy for sucking.
Mark wrote, it's because they're narcissistic by nature and want it to be all about them. I know that I'm guilty of that very thing. Cretchy, I worked at a restaurant back in the day, tableside flambé, steak tartare, etc. The chef rarely yelled, but when he did, you remembered what he was yelling about. He was strict, but he was really a big teddy bear. Phenomenal chef and even a better person. That was at Promises to Keep back in Derry.
And I think a lot of the times, like, these people are nice, like Gordon Ramsay. Yes, everybody's like, he's so nice. But in the kitchen, you're in a different environment and this is your career. And this is, I don't know, I just think that you get a...
I look back on Scotty was running board for a remote early in my work period here. And I told him that when the show started, I'm like, it doesn't start at 6:01, doesn't start at 5:59, starts at 6 o'clock on the dot. And I was a dick. I was a dick about it. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I've been embarrassed ever since that. It was 35 years ago, probably, 30 years ago. There was just no need for it.
But,
absolutely not. Now, I learned. I was young. I learned.
Guess what? I made sure I knew my math. Laura, starting at about 5 o'clock, I was working the math.
I wish
okay?
I could go back.
I may have slept through the whole overnight, but when it started to become 5 o'clock, 5:10, 5:15, I had the piece of paper out. I was doing the math because you know what? The show doesn't start at 5:31.
Yeah,
the show does not start at 5:27. It starts at 5:30. Remember, my dad didn't say, buddy, it's okay, when it wasn't okay.
I'm not looking to be a baby. I'm not looking to baby people. I'm just saying.
But what I'm saying to you is I was raised in a generation where, you messed up.
I'm about that.
So it's different upbringings. If something wasn't right at home, dad let it be known. There was I came to work, and guess what you taught me? The show doesn't start at 5:31, 5:32. I did not ever look at it like that. Guess what?
You mentioned it to me many times through the years.
But it's also a lesson that you do not forget.
I am,
and there's nothing wrong with lessons like that.
I would get the same result if I handled it differently today. I would say it to you, and I would say it in a way that would get the same result.
Yeah.
Instead of being like a bit of a.
But
dick.
At the same time, you know, I was a 20-something year old kid. It was just like, oh, you know, like, hey, whatever.
Oh,
no,
God.
It's not whatever.
Laura, he put a note on the door of the music director that had request for 22 tickets to 20 tickets.
Well, since
to
I wasn't getting paid
shows.
For like the first 3 years, I figured I should
I didn't
get something
paid
out
for
of
my
that.
First couple years either.
I figured I should get something 20, out of the deal.
20. I'm not lying.
I didn't even ask for tickets. I just came in and I was just happy
long.
To be on the radio.
It was this long. 22 shows he asked for tickets to. It was like whole.
So
I've never seen anybody ask for more
at
concert
least,
tickets as an intern
at least the
as
bands
he did.
That he likes. Nobody
Yeah, nobody else wanted.
Oh, they were yeah. not popular shows.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We didn't even give away tickets to those shows. They were so unpopular. Anyway, but it's just an interesting subject. Chefs are amazing. People who work in restaurants are amazing. I'm fascinated by it. We learn it every single year when we do the little the grill-off thing. Getting something on a plate in time, hot, and done, doing it well is something I can't fathom. I just... When you look at the way people scream at people in kitchens, you know it would never work in another workplace. You know? At least I do anyway.
But you also have to remember that there are people out there that they want nothing more than to be a chef. So they're in the kitchen and they're getting yelled at and they're taking that and just going, you know what? I can be better and pushing themselves. Mm. I just think that sometimes we also live in a time now where people are like, screw you. I didn't go to college to be yelled at.
I've worked in many restaurants over the years. And yes, behind those kitchen doors, it's the chef's domain. I'm reading this from the Buzz Facebook page. It's the chef's domain. They're the boss. Not the establishment, or the owner, or the investors. The chef rules. It is his or her reputation. They didn't get what they are by not being precise and perfectionist. There is no room for error, and God forbid fooling around. I dated a chef once. I learned very quickly we were never going to cook together. Outside of the kitchen, completely different. Chill, open-minded, fun-loving person. Every chef I've known, personally, in and out of the kitchen, is like that. It's in their DNA. Just like every other profession one is born to do. There is a huge difference in personality between a chef and a cook. And it's not just education. A cook can graduate from culinary school and may have an education and titles, but isn't truly a chef. And many who didn't go to school, but learned by hard work and great mentors, are very much chefs. And they run the kitchen. Well, there you go.
Okay.
I did not know you dated a chef.
I was reading Tammy's what Tammy wrote,
and now we're going to the grocery store, Jake. Yeah. You got to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. If you, what do you think? If you worked in restaurants, I just find it a very interesting subject. But anyway, all right, you know what time it is?
Cooking on a budget.
Time for cooking on a budget.
Indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
God forbid you pay full price.
Not around me, baby.
But there's money to be saved, ladies and gentlemen.
And
coupons to be clipped.
And gift cards. I mean, if you've got $5 off, use it.
If your mom is sending you out, you better use your coupons.
She's mad at her kid. She's mad at her kid because she sent him to like... I don't
Buffalo
know.
Wild Wings with a coupon.
And he didn't use
he
the
didn't
coupon.
Use it.
That's got to be tough for a boy. Come on now.
Oh, my God. Bust out the coupons in front of your buddies?
Woof. As a boy, that's
I'm
tough. As a man, you're like, I don't give
none of them
me.
Have jobs. They're 13 years old. So, listen. Use the coupon. There's more money in your pocket.
Okay.
Trying to
all
teach
right.
them right.
What do you got, Laura?
Okay, Greg, for your food sale of the week, head over to Shaw's. I know that you love pretzel buns. Pretzilla. I'm sure you've seen them. They have Pretzilla little pretzel bites. They come in a container, but they also have sausage buns, dinner rolls. They're buy one, get one free.
Pretzel bun is delicious.
Mm, so
toasted pretzel bun or grilled, forget about it.
Too much. Too much.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel too much.
Well, okay.
That's why I gave it to Greg for his sale of the week.
Okay.
Kelly's beer of the week. Market Basket has Smutty Nose Shed UFO Zero Gravity for $14.99, a 12-pack. And it also has the Beck's Moosehead and Red Stripe at $11.99, a 12-pack. Roadkill Sweet of the Week. Go to Shaw's. You can have snack, because I know you're on a watch your food, or colossal cake slices, or parfait cups, buy one, get one free. So instead of buying a whole cake, just buy the slices. You buy one slice, you get one free, one free, one free.
All right.
Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. Where do we have her? At Fruit Bowls, 2 for $10. Hannaford, sales end on Saturday. Top round for London Broil, $3.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, only $1.99 a pound. Family chicken leg quarters, 99 cents a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. And pork loin chops, $1.99 a pound. Wild-caught seed scallops, $12.99 a pound. Your nectarines, peaches, and plums, $1.99 a pound. Bright Farms salad blends, 2 for $5. Now, I've been eating a lot of Bright Farms. I've been loving them. It's the old, I drove down 106 the other day. It's the old Leaf or Leaf, whatever.
Yeah.
Is now Bright Farms.
Yeah.
I did not know they changed the name.
I eat that all the time.
But yeah, did you know it changed?
No, I didn't.
So it's Bright Farms now, and I've been buying them because I haven't seen Leaf or Leaf or whatever it was. Northwest cherries, $2.99 a pound. Sliced bacon, $3.99. Beef short ribs, $6.49 a pound. Heritage sliced ribeye steaks, $5.99. Marinated sirloin steak tips, $9.99 a pound. Your ground turkey, 2 for $7, and your ground beef, 80% lean, $3.99 a pound. Now we'll go to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. Blueberries, $1.89. Washington red cherries there, $2.49 a pound. Cantaloupe, $1.99 each. Mandarins, a 3-pound bag, $2.99. Italian or spinach feta chicken sausage, only $2.69. Mochi ice cream, including the strawberry, mango, and cookies and cream, $3.59. Fresh pork spare ribs, $1.79 a pound. Your bratwurst and your cheddar bratwurst, only $2.99 a pound. And your 80% lean ground beef, $3.79 a pound. Now to Shaw's. Shaw's has some epic deals this week. Besides the Pick 5 and all that stuff, the For You sale, where you need the app. You have your fresh ground beef or your Jennie-O ground turkey, only $2.77 a pound. Your Norwegian prime salmon fillets, $7.97 a pound. Your peaches, plums, and nectarines, only $1.77 a pound. Beef top London broil or extra meaty pork baby back ribs, $2.77 a pound. Your goldfish, your tortillas, Quaker rice cakes, and Bachman snacks, only $1.97. Your Sargento shredded or Lucerne bar cheese, $1.97. General Mills cereal or Yoplait Go-Gurt, plus your Nature Valley granola bars, only $1.97. Coca-Cola or Pepsi 6-pack mini cans or bottles. Polar soda or seltzers 12-pack cans, only $3.96. And your Michelob Ultra 24-pack, only $13.99. Other deals there at Shaw's, because I told you it is a crazy deal week there. Raw shrimp, $6.99 a pound. Blueberries, 2 for $5. Perry Italian sausage or Sugardale bacon, only $2.99. Brigham's or Hood ice cream, buy two, get two free. Your Doritos, Tostitos, Fritos, or Cheetos, $2.49. Must buy three, limited free.
So I gotta buy two to get two free?
It's ice cream.
I know, but 4 half gallons of ice cream? Jesus.
Greg,
what?
Just put your mind into it.
Wait, listen. You can do anything. It's not just ice cream. So you could do the half gallons, and then you could get ice cream sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Yes. Switch it up. My kids love the strawberry ones. Refresh spring water, 24-pack, or your Polar Seltzerade or LaCroix sparkling water at 8-packs at $2.77. Your cookies at Shaw's, and my kids love it. One is now finally eating chocolate chip cookies.
Nice.
The other one's all about peanut butter. Buy one, get one free. That's 36 cookies for the
finally.
Finally.
So, these kids are growing.
They are. Signature Select frozen pizzas, $3.99. Your Hostess bag donuts, roadkill, $1.99. And your Newman's Own drinks, you know, like the lemonade and stuff, those are on sale 2 for $5, which is a great deal. Signature Select mustard and Heinz tomato ketchup, $2 for $4. And your steak tips, just like Hannaford, are $9.99 a pound. Market Basket, your sales start on Sunday. We have your Bella Farms chicken wings, $5.99 for the 3-pound bag. Fresh St. Louis pork ribs, $3.49 a pound. Haddock fillets, $6.99 a pound. Tender eggplant, 99 cents a pound. Sweet blueberries, 2 for $4. Dave's organic thin sliced bread is $3.99. Salad blends, 2 for $4 with 7 varieties. And your fresh Italian sausage, $3.49 a pound. They have sweet, hot, and barbecue. Recipes for the week. Burrito bake. I made this 2 nights ago for dinner. It's great. It's rice, it's chicken, black beans.
It's very good.
It's so yummy. And then camping season, I always try to give you a camping thing. Because pulling up and setting up, the last thing you want to do is do a big meal. Before you go, you pack your honey mustard chicken and veggie foil pack. Foil packs are done. Throw them on the grill once everything's set up. In 20 minutes, you'll have an amazing meal with honey mustard chicken and veggies. That's it.
There you go.
That girl don't mess around.
Don't mess around, everybody. You can get all of that on her page at morningbuzz.com. And get the transcribed version, if you will. Thanks for hanging with the Buzz 24/7. We will see you tomorrow.